What a coincidence. Unusual coincidences. Or are they?
Hello, Oliver. Fancy seeing you here.
Hi, Harry. How's things?
Great, great. But what a coincidence, eh?
What?
What a coincidence. The two of us running into each other like this.
What are you talking about?
You know, you and I meeting up like this. Who'd have thought it?
Who'd have thought what?
That we'd be in the same pub at the same time.
But Harry, you're always here at 7:30.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Every night. You always stop for a beer on the way home after work.
Still, it's a bit of a coincidence that you're here too.
No, it isn't. I live just around the corner. I'm often here in the evening.
No, you're not.
I was here yesterday. We sat and chatted for half an hour. You were telling me about an article you'd read in the newspaper. Something about sheep.
Hey, what a coincidence. I read that article too.
I know you did. You told me all about it last night.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, have a seat. I must tell you all about this article I read on the train home.
Oh, all right. So, what was it about?
Strange coincidences.
Oh, I should have guessed. So, tell me about it.
I tell you, some of this stuff is weird. Did you know that in 1898, a writer called Morgan Robertson wrote a novel called Futility?
No, I didn't. I've never heard of the book or Morgan Robertson.
Yeah, well, the book is about an unsinkable transatlantic liner called the Titan. Well, guess what?
What?
The Titan sinks when it hits an iceberg, and many passengers die because there aren't enough lifeboats. The accident happens on an April night in the North Atlantic.
It sounds just like the Titanic.
Exactly. The Titanic was unsinkable. It hit an iceberg on an April night in the North Atlantic, and many people drowned because there weren't enough lifeboats. But the book Futility was written 14 years before the sinking of the Titanic. What a coincidence.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
And what's more, the fictional Titan was almost the same size as the real Titanic. The Titan was supposed to be 800 feet long, and the Titanic was actually 882 feet long. And yet, Robertson wrote his book at a time when ships as big as the Titanic hadn't even been designed. Now, that's a coincidence.
Yes, it is.
And that's not all. In the novel, the Titan hits the iceberg on the 14th of April, 400 miles from Newfoundland. Guess when and where the Titanic hit its iceberg?
On the 14th of April, 400 miles from Newfoundland?
Exactly.
Wow. So, is the story exactly the same?
No, there are some differences. For example, in the novel, the Titan is sailing from America to Britain, whereas the Titanic was going in the opposite direction, from Britain to America. Another difference is that the Titan took only 5 minutes to sink, whereas the Titanic was in the water for 2.5 hours before it sank. Still, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So, would you like a drink?
What a coincidence! I was just going to offer to get you one.
Well, it isn't really a coincidence, Harry. We've both got empty glasses. But if it'll make you happy, we'll call it a coincidence, and you can buy me a pint of bitter.
Okay.